Aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow a gun for him? I know, I know.
From that little excursion, and I've got my glass of ice water here. Jay, are you back?
Yes, my waiter is bringing me some ice water too.
Oh, you have a waiter tonight. Sometimes I have, and sometimes I have not. Tonight I have no waiter. It's usually a waitress around here. One of my daughters usually performs the function, but they're busy right now. Jay, if someone were to see a contrail at, say, 30,000 feet, which is where most of them are, either 30,000 feet or higher, some may be lower, but most are probably occurring at 30,000 feet or higher, if that were to fall, how long would it take to get to the ground, and how far away from where it originally started would it probably end up if, say, there was a 5-mile-per-hour wind, which is being very conservative, because at different altitudes there are different winds and wind speeds and wind directions and all kinds of things.
Well, in general, they're going to fall at the most, at the fastest, 10,000 feet per hour.
So if they're falling 10,000 feet per hour, it would take 3 hours for that contrail to hit the ground. And if the wind was blowing at 5 miles an hour, the closest it would be to you, if the contrail was directly above your head, would be 15 miles away when it reached the ground. Is that correct?
Yes, but in general, the ice crystals evaporate before they hit the ground. It's rare that they would ever get down to the ground.
Well, let's say there was some deadly, poisonous, biological, and this is another one that I just love. They say that some of these contrails are dispersing biological warfare agents that are in the jet fuel.
Well,
now, Jay, you and I know that there's no biological organism on this earth that can live through the combustion chamber of a jet engine.
That's right, we're talking over 1,000.
We're talking at least 1,000 degrees, and whatever's in that jet fuel is not going to infect anybody if it's a biological agent once it goes through that combustion chamber. But that's what these people are claiming.
I've heard that before.
I wonder where they purchased their brains. You know, there's no more five and dime stores that I've been able to find. There's a couple of dollar stores around. Maybe they sell them there. Next time I see one, I'll stop and ask, hey, are you guys selling brains in the back room or something?
Well, Bill,
I mean, that's just common sense. I mean, this makes me so angry, I can't believe the stupidity of some people. That is just common sense, that if it's in the jet fuel and it's some kind of an anthrax or biological warfare agent and it's in the fuel, and to get into a contrail, it's got to go through the combustion chamber of a jet engine for these twit no-brain airhead idiots to even remotely believe that that could happen is just absolutely beyond my understanding. I mean, we're talking absolute idiots here.
I would say so, Bill, too. Now, usually, Bill, the contrails don't fall.
Well, we all know that from watching them. They might spread out and eventually cause other ice crystals to form and become a cloud cover, but I've yet to see any fall. You know, and since this started a couple of years ago, I've really been paying a lot of attention to them because I wanted to know the truth just like you, and I wanted to see what they were doing. I've never seen any of them fall, have you?
I have seen them fall, but eventually evaporate. I've watched them very closely, too.
Well, you're luckier than me because we have an awful lot of contrails fly over here, airplanes fly over here and leave a lot of contrails. I've yet to see one of them fall. I've seen them spread out. I've seen them disappear. I've seen them do all kinds of things, turn into a cloud layer, but I have never yet seen one of them fall. Now, I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying I haven't seen it yet. And I've seen a lot of contrails in my life.
Well, I'll have to describe it not exactly as the contrail falling, but I have seen wisps of crystals that fall below the main contrail. I have seen that.
Okay.
But generally, these contrails continue drifting until they go out of sight. In fact, you can access some beautiful satellite pictures of contrails.
Of several places on the internet.
That's true. Some of them are so detailed, you just never seen them that nice. The satellite that I'm speaking of is from NOAA, and I've seen some photos showing hundreds and hundreds of contrails. And you know where they were going?
Where were they going, Jay?
They were going to Washington, D.C.
To kill the president.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, but that, according to all these nuts... I mean, how come if they're flying over Washington, D.C., and it's the government that's doing it, how come there's contrails all over Washington, D.C. every day? You wouldn't think they'd want to kill themselves, would you? How come there's contrails all over, above Air Force bases, all over the country, and according to these nuts, it's the Air Force that's doing it, why would they want to kill themselves? Doesn't make any sense at all. Wacko. Woo-hoo! 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 A bit, 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 bit. You know, Daffy Duck would just be right at home here.
Yeah, the general rule is that these contrails will drift. And I have found on the internet a site from NASA which shows you a time-lapse picture of where that cloud went.
Uh-huh.
It starts somewhere off the coast of Louisiana, over the ocean, and it drifts practically all the way to Florida. 1,000 miles almost.
Uh-huh. And never hits the ground.
Nope, not that one.
Hey, listen to this. On January 25th, 1999, talk radio host Art Bell... Again, old Art, January 25th, 1999, interviewed William Thomas, who has written two articles for Lycos Environment News Service that describe his hypothesis that contrails contain either a poisonous substance, a bacterial or viral agent, or a substance being used for weather modification. He's not sure which. But I can guarantee you there's no bacterial or viral agent that gets through the combustion chamber of any engine alive. Doesn't happen. You're just spreading lies, Mr. Thomas. No doubt about it. Any poisonous substance that went through there also would have a chemical change. Would experience a chemical change. Weather modification? I don't know if the Air Force uses contrails for weather modification or not. We all know from observation that they can cause clouds to form, cloud cover, sometimes over a very large area. But most of the people interviewed in Thomas's article did not know that the Fink report was false, and Thomas admitted on Art Bell's program that no analysis of any material or medical condition is known to exist, and yet he keeps claiming that they do. And on January the 30th, 1999, William Thomas issued an alert which said, and I quote verbatim, "Something huge is going on. In many regions, I can confirm that hospital emergency rooms are filled to overflowing with a sudden epidemic of acute respiratory patients suffering from something doctors cannot diagnose, and that is not the flu. What is definitely known and verifiable is that thousands, quite possibly tens of thousands of Americans, and perhaps more, are becoming ill enough to seek medical attention after these flyovers, which are continuing at a stepped-up pace as a right," end quote. "This is a national emergency," he says. What about that, Jay? I mean, I got plenty to say about it, but I want to hear it from you first. There wasn't any, was there?
No, not that I can tell.
Now, when I saw this on the internet, I called several of the big city hospitals and asked them if their emergency rooms were overflowing with a sudden influx of respiratory conditions which could not be diagnosed. They thought I was crazy. They said they had the normal number of people who come in during the cold winter season with colds, flu, pneumonia, etc., but as yet they have not seen anything that they could not diagnose. And I asked them if any of these diseases were caused by jet airplane contrails, and most of them at that point just hung up on me. They were sure at that point that I was crazy and wouldn't even talk to me anymore. The ones that didn't hang up were very rude, because they thought that I needed psychological care. They didn't know that I was trying to find out the truth about these stories. They thought that I thought that their emergency room was full of flu cases and cold cases and bronchitis and pneumonia because of jet contrails. And they thought that was pretty crazy. And these are just ordinary nurses and nurses' aides and people who answer the phone at hospitals and have absolutely no connection to any conspiracy whatsoever anywhere.
Well, Bill, about 2 weeks later, he decided his theory needed a little boost. So he said on the 20th of February, on the 10th of February, he said that we should have a maximum red alert and we should take cover.
Yeah, and some people even made contrail shelters.
Everyone should stay indoors and seal up their houses.
Let me read this, his alert. He issued this alert on February the 10th, 1999. Subject, take cover immediately. Tell everyone to stay indoors when contrails are being woven overhead. I've got a BBC photo of a freezer semi-filled with dead bodies in England, all from sudden respiratory ailments. We're talking, according to the BBC, 6,000 deaths from respiratory failure in 2 weeks. People are very sick here, and spraying continues after heavy spraying last Friday over Asheville, Knoxville, Dallas, and other U.S. centers. I have this morning received reports of many deaths from a cough that never leaves in Louisiana. This is big. This is real. I have positively verified that emergency rooms are overflowing with acute respiratory cases from coast to coast. Doctors are telling the New York Times that this is not the flu. People are dying, they say, far more quickly and at rates far beyond flu. The only lab test I have shows JP8 present in soil samples after spraying. The ethylene dibromide in JP8 is banned by the EPA as a known carcinogen and an extremely toxic subject that attacks the respiratory system at very low doses of exposure. This is a maximum red alert for everyone on your list. Take cover. Stay indoors during spraying. This is not woo-woo. This is not a drill. Check my website for updates. Then it gives you a website to go to, and guess what you find on his website. And what is it?
Well, he's got vitamins and minerals to sell you.
And according to him, they will protect you during a contrail attack, and you won't get sick if you take his vitamins and minerals. Is that correct?
He doesn't exactly tie on that website contrails to it.
Oh, I know that. But if he gives you a red alert and tells you to go to his website, and then he gives you all of the cures for all known diseases in the world, what in the world is he doing? He's making money off of scaring the pants off of all these idiots out there who think contrails are poisoning them. Am I right or wrong?
I believe so, and he's not the only one.
That's right, he's not the only one.
You can buy scarves with activated charcoal to put over your face to protect you from the contrails. That, there is one site that actually says that. You can even buy an antimicrobial blood electrifier.
A what now? An anti... Wait a minute. An antimicrobial blunt amplifier?
Blood electrifier.
Oh, blood electrifier. Electrifier. Is that what happens when I touch the inside of my radio?
They call it the black box.
Well, you know, after I do that, I feel like a black box. I become electrified. As Billy Goodman said one time on his radio show.
Well, that one is $170.
$170. Oh, boy. What a scam that is. I wonder how many people listening to this broadcast bought one.
I hope not.
I hope not too, but I'm afraid that some people probably did. Isn't this amazing? Oh boy. Oh boy. This is really just, you know, absolutely too much. You know what I think it is? I tell you, Jay, I tell you right now, I know who's doing this. Guess who it is?
I'd like to know.
Well, Jay, I know who's doing this. It's Benny. Benny's doing it. You know Benny?
No.
You don't know Benny? Well, turn on your radio. I'm going to tell you who Benny is. Benny's responsible for this, folks. It's Benny. Benny and the Jets, folks. Benny and the Jets are responsible for all of it.
She's a little thing. She got a baby food.
But Benny and the Jets.
I love it. I love it, everybody.
Gee. You know, where would this broadcast be without people like Art Bell, William Thomas, and this guy Fink, and all the other nuts in the world who are running around?
The contrails are falling! Ah! They got me! Oh, no! I can't breathe!
Rush Limbaugh, eat your heart out. If you ever told the truth, you could have a good radio broadcast like mine. And then you wouldn't have to spend several hours a day going like this. You could actually have some substance in your broadcast. welcome back, Jay. We're gonna pump you for about five more minutes. If you will allow us to do that. Pat, why don't you just talk for about 5 minutes and say whatever you think needs to be done in the next 5 minutes, and then we're going to let you go, and we're going to take calls from the listening audience for the rest of the 30 minutes of the last hour. So, I give you the microphone, and I'm going to go and do something. You got it.
Discover what's true and what's false about these contrails. And I've put it out on the internet. It's on Bill's website, and it's been printed in Veritas. And we've talked about it tonight over an hour. And what I'd like you to do is to not trust anybody. You've heard this before from Bill. Don't trust anybody. Don't even trust me. Go and take a good look for yourself. But don't believe these people unless they give you some facts. William Thomas has said all these different things, and then he comes up and says, I don't have any analysis but JP8 and ethylene dibromide. Well, let me tell you the rest of the story behind that. William Thomas, I shared all of my information with William Thomas way back in January. He knows everything I know. He purposely has kept that information to himself. I challenged him to an open debate, but he didn't want anybody to hear the facts. He wanted to control the flow of the information to all of his followers. So what he did was, he set up a network. These people get information from him. He gets information from them. But do you know where William Thomas lives? William Thomas lives in Canada. William Thomas doesn't come to the United States to see about any of these things. He talks to some people on the telephone, but he lives in another country. And if he really thought that all these people were dying, and he had evidence, he should show it. But he hasn't. And what that tells me is, he's drumming this thing up, at least for reasons that are not true. He stands to gain. He stands to make some money on it. Now, he's also sold some articles. He can sell some articles, but I don't know that he's going to be selling very many more, because my story has gone out. And he can't stop that.
And Veritas.
And Veritas, sure. Well, Bill, it's been very nice to talk with you.
Well, I'm certainly thankful that you, that number one, that you got interested in this thing. Number two, that you did research and you documented, you sourced it, you wrote a story, we printed it, we put it on the website. The story on the website is more up to date than the one that appeared in Veritas. There's some additional information there. And thank you so much, Jay, for being our special guest tonight and for providing factual information, all documented, all sourced. Anybody who doubts it, go to our website. Read the story that's on the homepage about the Joe Burton baloney, and then click on the link to those mysterious lines in the sky. Read it in its entirety. Check out all the references, the citations, the sources, the documentation. And if you still think you're being poisoned by contrails, then I suggest you get your sorry little butts into a hospital and stay there, preferably a mental hospital. Thank you, Jay. You too. Well, folks, we're going to open the phones in just a minute and let you tell us what you think about this. And I hope we get some calls from some of the nuts that have been spreading this disinformation. But I got to warn you, if you're one of the nuts that's been spreading all these rumors and lies, when you call, have something other than names to call me. Have some documented and sourced facts to present. Facts that can be verified, that can be run down. Don't call me and tell me you saw a tractor trailer load of bodies coming out of the back of a hospital that were all killed by contrails, unless you can prove it. Because if you can't furnish the proof, I'm going to call you a liar right here on the air. I'm going to burn your butt. Have you got proof? We want to hear it. Proof. Documentation. Facts. Sources. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after this very short pause.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my welded door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff of music anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, gone. He ducked back down the alley with some rolling, holy little bat face group. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call.
Well, enough of that stuff. Let's go directly to the phones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Jeffrey from New Orleans.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's good to hear from you. And by the way, thank you so much for your contribution.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it anytime, especially after hearing that shocking misinformation tonight about the jet exhaust that goes up in the air at 50,000 feet and exudes carbon dioxide, which is what really causes the contrails.
I mean, the business about spreading rabies through the air really floored me, especially knowing how rabies is spread by animal bites and not by airborne diseases.
Sure, and there's no biological warfare agent anywhere that exists, period, that could survive going through the combustion chamber of any engine.
That's correct. And you see, I remember having studied jets and rockets as a child and knowing what the exhaust is, and also I remember those skywriters who used to go around advertising in the air.
Yeah.
But they're writing in the blue sky. So I'm well aware of what's going on here. It's the same old phobia business that I see too many people on our side trying to do in order to sell their products, and it's hurting everybody.
Yeah.
And I just wish they'd stop it, because it's going to come back to haunt us when people really need to know the truth about the really scary thing about government control over our lives, and then they don't believe it when they hear these kinds of jokers.
But you know who promotes this more than anybody in the world? Art Bell.
It's not just Art Bell. There's a whole bunch of others doing the same thing in
areas. But nobody has an audience like Art Bell.
You're right. But I keep hearing this type of scare tactic from other sources, and that's why I got on the air tonight to tell you about that.
Oh, sure. Most of these so-called Patriot broadcasts, they don't check anything. They're not researchers. They don't do a lick of research.
That's correct.
In fact, if they didn't have a fax machine, they wouldn't have a broadcast.
You can say that again.
They have no brains. They never look anything up. They never check anything. What they do is they walk in the morning and pull all the faxes off of their fax machine from the night before, and that's their broadcast.
And not only that, but they try to play on people's fears to sell their products, and that's not the way to do it.
That's right.
So I'll let you go and let some of the other people get in on this and so on. I hope you can keep on going. I'm enjoying listening to your program, WBCQ, and it's coming in very clear tonight, by the way.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey.
Good enough.
Good night.
Keep in touch.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. I would like for William Thomas to call and document what he's been saying. Document it. Source it. Prove it. I'll bet you probably every piece of belongings that I have that he's probably been called by about 200 people by now, all telling him about this broadcast. So we'll see if he's got the guts to call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Dwayne from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dwayne. Talk a little louder.
Okay. I got the program a little late, but if what I'm going to say is already mentioned, tell me and I'll leave.
Go for it.
Just wanted to know if people are aware that the jet fuel that uses a hydrocarbon, which means it's a compound of hydrogen and carbon, and when hydrogen and oxygen are combusted, a byproduct is water vapor.
That's exactly correct, yeah.
And so that's part of what's seen up there. But people had an automobile, and they were driving it at that altitude, you get the same kind of effect.
Yes, and actually, the truth is if you live in a very cold climate, you can see water coming out the exhaust pipe of the car.
Exactly. And it's the same effect. So that's all I wanted to mention, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 520-333-4578 for the rest of this, however many minutes we've got left. We're taking your calls on this subject. Let's see if any of the people who've been spreading these lies have the guts to call up and furnish proof. Not rumor, not say-so, I heard from Joe, but proof, documentation, real analysis that we can track down and prove. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm in my element when this stuff is going on. I just love exposing these creeps.
I tell you, I think most of them may be creeps, but not all of them. Here's my concern. Tell me what you think. I was at a preparedness expo last year where Joyce Riley spoke on the contrails. Now, it seems to me that Joyce is true blue and that she means what she says and usually documents her discussions extremely well.
But she didn't document the contrails, did she?
Well, from what you're saying here, it sounds like she did not.
Of course she didn't. She picked up rumor like everybody else and passed it on.
Quick question for you. With the contrails that they have, there's been some crisscrossing that seems rather elaborate, as if the planes flew in a pattern that they did very deliberately as to make a certain type of pattern.
No, Not at all. You have to understand that normally you don't see the planes, and they're flying so high that you don't hear them. Do you have any idea whatsoever how many planes are flying across this country every day? North, south, east, west, southwest to northeast, southeast to northwest. Every single minute of every day, do you have any idea how many planes? For instance, in Los Angeles alone, a plane takes off or lands every single minute.
I agree that they're a very...
That's just one airport.
Right.
If a plane takes off every minute at Los Angeles Airport, and if a plane takes off every minute at Chicago, and every minute at Atlanta, and every minute at Dallas... Why would you be surprised on certain days when the atmospheric conditions are right to see contrails all over the place?
The point that I would try to make is this. I have seen photos of the contrails where the patterns were very well defined.
That's because they're in air corridors and planes have to travel at certain altitudes at certain distances from each other. So if you've got 100 planes all going in the same direction, and by the law they have to be a certain distance from each other, it's going to look like you've got 100 planes flying in formation, when in fact they're not.
Well, I'm just sorry to hear that Joyce had put out information that wasn't true there at the preparedness section, because most of the stuff she's put out is still vital for us regarding the Gulf War syndrome. And
how do you know? Did you ever check out anything she says?
Yes, I am. I have several of her documents.
Well, did you check out those documents to make sure that they're true?
I called the government printing office, and they say that they are no longer available to the public. I have some government documents there talking about MKUltra and biological experiments.
That has nothing to do with Gulf War syndrome. What's Joyce Riley doing putting out stuff like that?
Well,
I thought she was Gulf War syndrome. So now she's everything? It's contrails, it's MKUltra, it's Gulf War syndrome?
No, but she just puts out as other information where the government is allegedly doing us wrong. I guess the thing is that I'm not representing her. I'm saying...
Oh, I'm not attacking you. Don't get defensive on me. I'm just asking questions that need to be asked. You're not being attacked at all.
Okay. Well, my concern, though, was that in making these statements, now she's losing credibility for other discussions, such as on the Gulf War syndrome, and I think that's a real shame. And
well, then somebody should call her and talk to her about that, huh?
I think maybe I should be the one.
Well, good for you.
Take care, Bill.
Thank you, and thank you for calling, and you should be the one. Yeah. You see, nobody's immune from this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
And one's retired, and the other one got out. My son, he's an air traffic control supervisor in Washington State.
Uh-huh.
He's scared to death. He says about 80% of the people that's up there flying, they call it trap flying. It's part of Operation Garden Plot, and they have tanks. And I've seen these planes with 10x50 Bushnell binoculars. I have pictures of it. Their engines are on the wings. And on the back of these planes, they have tanks. My wife has seen it, and this stuff comes out of the tanks.
What stuff? Wait.
Go ahead.
Take a deep breath and relax.
Sure, I'm fine.
What stuff comes out of the planes?
The chemicals that just spread.
What chemicals?
My son told me, but I can't remember the name of it.
Well, see, you're spreading rumor.
No, I'm not spreading rumor.
Yes, you are spreading rumor. No, I'm not. If you can't provide...
In a way that you want to...
If you cannot provide facts to back up what you're saying, you're spreading rumor. That's what rumor is.
Trying to make everybody seem like...
Good night. There's another nut. You know, just because the guy is his son, and we don't even know if he's telling us the truth. We don't know if he has a son in the Air Force. Who's an air traffic controller. And if he's an air traffic controller, he doesn't know a damn thing about what's on the planes. All he knows is he clears them for takeoff and landing. And even if it is his son, doesn't mean his son is telling him the truth. The man is spreading rumor. He has no facts to give us. He has hearsay. He says his son told him this. prove it. If you can't prove it, don't spread it. And when you tell me your children don't lie to you, you're the biggest liar of all. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Bill.
Hi.
My name is Jeremy. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Good.
I had a question for you. Do you believe that the government has ever tried biological germs or viruses, whether it be sprayed or...
Oh, absolutely. It's documented. It's proven. Yes, they certainly have tested biological warfare agents on the population of America.
Have they ever done that through aircraft?
Not to my knowledge.
It's documented?
Not to my knowledge. They've done it in other ways.
Well, I've heard...
But they have absolutely done it, yes.
Yeah, like your last caller that was just on there.
Uh-huh.
And he sounded like he was, you know, telling the truth.
No. He sounded like he was either making up a story or really repeating what he had been told, but it doesn't make any difference. It's hearsay. It's not proof.
Right. But sometimes
so it doesn't make any difference. And don't give me this sometime bullshit. There is never, ever an occasion where you should pass on rumor. Never.
Well, I see what he was getting at. You know, it, like if there was nothing to it, then... Well, are you talking about it? Making
if there was something to it, it seems to me that he would be interested enough, if he's concerned enough, to investigate it and either document it as fact or document that it's false.
Right.
But not pass on rumor.
Are contrails possible at like 10,000 feet or below?
Yes, you heard us talk about that. But it's rare.
Airport.
Uh-huh.
And,
but let me tell you this.
I've seen contrails, believe me, there's aircraft land that take off plenty of times, but sometimes contrails do stay around longer and do spread out and form clouds.
We talked about that. Yes, they do. And they drift for thousands of miles sometimes.
Well, these are, like...
But that doesn't mean that they're killing you. And there is no biological warfare agent that can survive going through the combustion chamber of a jet engine.
That's another thing I wanted to bring up to you. And that's true. It probably couldn't.
No, absolutely couldn't. There's no probably to it.
Right.
I'm telling you, if somebody put anthrax in jet fuel, it will be dead when it comes out the tail of that jet engine.
It's not necessarily coming out through the exhaust, though.
Oh, man, get a life. Where is it coming out? The pilot's ears?
There's a nozzle that comes out, not of every aircraft, just certain aircraft, that is sprayed out of it.
What do you mean sprayed out of it? Sometimes planes, in order to land, if they're in emergency condition, have to dump fuel. But they don't dump fuel unless it's an emergency because they have to have the fuel to fly.
Right.
So they're not flying around dumping their fuel. And all these nuts are claiming that the biological agents are in the fuel. The fuel is going through the jet engine combustion chamber, and nothing is living through that.
But just the fact that you're getting angry and getting
upset. I'm not getting angry. I'm not angry at all. This is a broadcast.
Right.
People are entertained by this.
What is the average time a contrail should last in the air?
It can last for days.
Days?
If you were listening to us... When you were if you were listening to Jerry,
I've never seen a contrail last for days. But
that's because they drift with the wind. They drift for long distances. They've been known to drift from Arizona to Florida.
And this is not—is this harmful or not harmful to the public?
It's not harmful at all. It's just water crystals in the air.
Okay, so there's nothing in the, at all that can harm the water or air.
No,
that's
no.
That's amazing. That they produce such a an output like that. I didn't know that. I really didn't. I'm not being a wise guy or not like that.
Well, I know you're not.
It's just that...
And don't get upset if I use you to make a point. I'm talking to millions of... I'm talking to millions of people. And when somebody calls me and they say something where I can make a point to millions of people, I'm going to do it. I won't pass up the opportunity.
I know. And I appreciate you being on here. I really do. And your friend that was on, Jay Reynolds...
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to have some pretty good knowledge of what he was saying.
Are you on the internet?
No.
Well, you should be. And if you can find somebody who's on the internet, go to our website, harvest-trust.org, read the story, check out all the documentation and all the sources. And if that doesn't convince you, nothing will.
Okay, and you said you're not a patriot, is that correct?
I didn't say I'm not a patriot. I said I didn't like that word anymore because all of the nuts running around who use that word. Absolutely, I'm a patriot.
Not there. But in the beginning of your broadcast, you said, I hate to call myself a Christian because...
Because of all the nuts running around calling themselves a Christian.
But you never apologize for knowing God.
I didn't apologize for knowing God.
No, you said, I hate to call myself a Christian.
That's that has nothing to do with apologizing for knowing God. That means that there's some nut wacko idiots out there who call themselves Christians that I don't want to be associated with. They're not Christians at all.
But never say you hate yourself because you...
I didn't say I hate myself.
Well, listen to the beginning of your broadcast.
I don't have to listen to it. I know exactly what I said. I believe and try to follow the teachings of Jesus. It has nothing to do with being a Christian. I don't like to call myself a Christian now because of all the wacko nuts who call themselves Christians.
Well, not everybody's a wacko nut. There is a few.
I didn't say everybody was a wacko nut. You got a big problem. You have a big problem. You're trying to put words in my mouth I never said.
Listen to the beginning of your broadcast.
I don't have to. I know what I said, and I just said it again just now. I know exactly what I said. I don't like to be associated with the nuts and wackos and fruitcakes out there who call themselves Christians.
Right off the bat, you said that.
And Jesus didn't.
Lies.
Jesus did not call himself a Christian. He was Jesus. That's something somebody else tacked on him.
I see what you're saying. But well,
It's about time.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. And thank you for finally seeing my point.
Bye.
Good night. Jeez. That's unbelievable. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Monty from Radio Free Vermont.
Hi, Monty. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, it's not the contrails I worry about. It's the jet food itself.
Oh, the jet food is you know, it's the seats that get me.
And the screaming kids.
Yeah, the screaming kids. You know, if there's any reason in the world to save all your life just so you could fly first class, it's the size of the seats, the screaming children, and the food.
At least in a railroad train, you can go to the next car in front of you, but...
Yeah, you can.
I just wanted to call you up and tell you that I think this whole contrail stuff is ridiculous. It's silly stuff.
Well, it is ridiculous. And, you know, Jay's proven it. I've proven it. A lot of other people have proven it absolutely to be false. It's just nothing but another lie. Well, it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
It'll be something.
Well, right. I'm waiting for the whipped cream, actually.
All right, Bill, you take care.
You too, Monty.
Go.
Hey, Monty, you want to do a show some night on your bout with the FCC?
I'd love to come on and talk about it.
Okay, well, give me some email and we'll discuss it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
520-333-4578. Can you imagine? Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I've been listening to you guys for the last couple of days really good. You know, and I just thought of something. I just got the phone with a gentleman that worked in the Air Force for 21 years on fuel.
Yeah.
And I asked him the question about, how do you pronounce that chemical?
Ethyl dibromide.
He says if there's anything in there, it's so unmeasurable, it's impossible. Impossible for anything to come out of a 50,000 foot sky.
Yeah, by the time it goes through the combustion chamber, it cannot possibly be what it started out as.
And exactly. In fact, the gentleman was my pop.
Did you ask him if he's dying from ethyl dibromide poisoning?
Absolutely not. He said if there was any danger, it would have been in the cars years ago. And did you see anyone dying from that?
No, and it was in all the cars years
exactly.
ago.
And I trust my dad. You know, my dad was in the Air Force for 21 years, and he did, man, he got NATO Man of the Hour for doing research on fuel. And he remembers that chemical. He goes, absolutely not. And if it is, it's so minute.
Yeah.
What he would call, if it's natural occurring in the jet fuel, it would be so minimal you couldn't even measure it.
Well, it's not natural occurring. It's not in any aircraft fuel today,
right.
But it used to be at one time in piston engine fuel a long time ago. At the same time, it was in automobile gasoline, and every car in America was burning ethyl dibromide.
Exactly. Well, I thought I'd put my 2 cents worth, and if you'd like to talk to this gentleman, we can always hook up with him.
Oh, that's okay. Tell him thank you very much.
And
thank
you, Bill.
Thank you for your input.
All right, good night.
Good night. Well, how about that? We got time for one more call. Good evening. You're on the air. Are you William Thomas?
No way, Bill. Yeah,
I didn't think he had the balls to call.
Hopefully he wish.
He's probably crawling in a hole right about now. I'm sure he's been called by about 100 different people telling him about this broadcast.
Got a new snake oil to put out.
Yeah, that's right.
Something. Hey, Jay, I'd like to thank you. It's excellent. I was just on the web looking at it, and I'm like, here, here. Good work.
This sounds like Cal.
It sure is.
Well, hello, Cal.
How you doing?
Give Denise a big kiss and a hug for me.
Yeah, we live next to an international airport over here.
Yeah, are you dying from ethyl dibromide?
It's cotton candy coming out of the sky.
You know, if all this is true, then anybody who lives around airports, that works at airports, should be dying. Because if it's in the fuel, they should be the most poisoned of all. But you don't see big trucks full of bodies leaving airports, do you?
No. How about the baggage handlers that have to load the luggage in and out of the planes? They're right inside of the wash of the jet exhaust.
Yeah. That's right.
That are delivering the fuel.
Yeah, and the people who live around the airports.
Well,
I mean, nobody is using their brains. It's like this century, brains melted, you know, like the Wicked Witch of the West when Dorothy threw water on her. That's what happened to all the brains.
Yep, just went to mush. Well, I'd like to thank Jay out there. I know he's listening. Yeah, just excellent work. Just excellent work.
It is.
Reading everyone out there, go to the website and read. Do something different for a change. Read.
Yeah.
Turn on the electric toilet, because you're not going to get the truth there.
No. Nope.
Read. Try something different for a change, folks.
Well, we're out of time, Cal.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the broadcast. It was excellent.
Well, thank you. And thank you for calling.
Everyone there, I said hi. Give the girls and Annie a big hug.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, take care. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Good night. Well, that's it, folks. By golly, that's the end. Oopie doopie doopie. And, you know, for the getting out of here music, I want to wish everybody in Radio Land happy contrails to you. You know why William Jefferson Clinton called me, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Only thing we care about on this broadcast is truth. Truth. And if we all don't start living our life according to truth, we're doomed. Are you doomed? Get with the truth. Or get lost. Or you can just reach down and put the chains around your own ankles and march calmly and quietly and sedated into the enslavement of the New World bullshit lying order. It's up to you. And I gotta tell you, you keep listening to Art Bell, your brains will be fried. You won't have any.